Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of the Lando Calrissian Experience. What's up? What's up? This your boy, James Bishop.
What's up? Man, it's Jules in the building.
Hey, and I'm going to Ted and Daryl are here today. So we're actually recording our first show. Just solo dolo with the two
solo
of us.
Solo dolo.
That's how we're going to do it this time.
Two cool guys.
Two cool guys. And actually, third cool guy. We got a special guest, another one. Second one in a row.
My name Alex Barrett.
Alex Barrett, this is my cousin Alex Barrett.
Nice.
Another dope artist and barber, and also aspiring screenwriter.
Aspiring.
Dope.
Yes, sir.
What's up, man? Welcome aboard.
Tell us a little about yourself, man, like everything you be going on, man.
I cut hair and I write in my spare time and try to make movies. That's what I do.
What's wrong with that? I cut hair, do art. Come on,
there we go.
I want to do a movie one day.
Multifaceted.
That's
we got to be.
We got to do, man. We got to be like that, man.
So tell us about how long you've been cutting hair and how long you've been doing screenwriting and things like that.
Well, I'm 32 now. I've been cutting since I was 19. I've been writing since 22, and I've made 4 short films.
That's dope. Yep, just 4 short films.
Wow. Yeah, and some of them I actually helped record some scores on some of this stuff too.
We got killed together.
What we waiting for, man? Brothers in Space.
We got killed together on one of those films. Me and him, we got shot in the head together. So
Yeah, man. I did a little bit of acting, man.
Yeah.
He killed a man.
Beat him to death with a baseball bat.
He said, got these videos. I got CDs, man.
They're on DVD somewhere. I got to go and find them. They definitely there.
That's dope.
Definitely.
That's what's up. Yeah, man. So what kind of genres and stuff do you particularly write for?
Back in the day, I like crime genres, you know what I'm saying? Like gangsters and stuff like that. But now I'm like geared toward the human element. You know, just the little things that make us tick and make us laugh, make us cry. But
yeah, that's dope.
Yeah. I think we all connected. You know, energy is energy. You know, you just write it down.
Yeah.
Just try to make it pop. That's pretty much it.
What's one of your like? What's something you might watch and
you
really feel and dig
like,
in it?
Right now, I'm going to give y'all 2 shows that y'all should check out. On television is Baskets with Zach Galifianakis, and on Netflix is Masters of None.
Yes.
I
watched Masters of None.
It's excellent. It is an excellent show.
What?
Yes.
What's that about, though?
He's a actor.
Yeah, Aziz Ansari.
Yeah,
a comedian.
Yeah.
He actually is he's a actor.
He plays a commercial actor,
and he just going around trying to find work. He's just maneuvering through life, just doing all types of random misadventure type shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope.
Yeah. So it's cool though. And then what's even greater is he has his parents in the movie. Like his actual parents.
Those are his real parents.
Those are his real parents.
That's his mom and daddy
for real in real life.
Nice.
So, okay.
I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm gonna finish Daredevil first.
Once I'm done, I'll jump. Don't lose that thing, man.
I'm on the road with that one.
We'll touch on that real briefly.
Got a few topics for y'all today too, man. So we definitely gonna get some stuff out here, especially this being the weekend of Batman versus Superman. So we gonna get all the thoughts out here. My man didn't see it though. Alex didn't see it. At all, so we can't spoil it for him. And then a lot of cats who haven't seen it listening to the podcast, so we ain't gonna blow it, but we definitely gonna talk about a few things in relation to the movie, man, and the release and all that.
I'm pretty sure probably next show, we're gonna probably go more in depth of the actual movie. So we're just gonna try, like I said, spoiler free this time around. Then we're gonna have a good amount of different topics.
Right, if I could, let me ask you two questions. What were you looking forward to? This being a follow-up film, what were you guys looking forward to?
You want to go first, then?
Like, what were your anticipations?
Actually, I had none.
Okay.
I went in totally blind. Just try to enjoy the movie for what it is.
Okay.
What about you?
I'll tell you the truth.
I went in just because of the name, looking to see the collection of heroes come together. I think I skipped too fast into that thought, but that was it. I didn't expect too much. I didn't look at it like I'm going in there watching Where's Gilbert Grape and all, you know.
I just went in
with the whole mindset of this is just the beginning of what we're about to encounter with DC and the next level and phases that they're going into.
Okay.
So, you know, I was still hype off the whole Man of Steel. So, I'm just happy to get this. But a lot of, you know, I did a review for this and I posted it all over the place, Jules Unique. Facebook, True Comic Fan, Facebook, whatever. And, you know, one of the things I did talk about was Ben Affleck and how he did as Batman.
Yes.
I thought he was off the chain. I thought he was a perfect fit. I don't compare him to nobody. Like, everybody, yeah, oh, he was better than Christian Bale. Nah. For what he did with this, he did perfect.
Yeah, he, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he was a damn good depiction of Batman.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, absolutely.
Like, really. To me, and my boys, we talked about this a little bit earlier in our little our own personal group chat. I told them, like, now to me, he has 100% redeemed himself from Daredevil.
Yeah.
To me, because I was like, I wanted to make sure, like, okay, now Daredevil is erased out of my mind.
So is it in the genre that you're saying he's redeemed? Because
correct. Okay. More in the superhero wise. Now, as far as like other movies,
yeah.
Oh yeah, he been.
Yeah, but like he's been like with the Argo, man.
Argo, Gone Girl, DeMont. Fuck of 2014-15.
Yeah. Like, and not even to throw y'all off, right, man. I went into 999 expecting one thing and then seeing another. And the first thing I just related it to was The Town. But then The Town just... It's one of those movies that can't be touched, man. Classic, man.
I love it.
Classic.
Yeah, but, you know, it's an excellent movie, man.
Yeah. So just on the strength, man, I'd say Ben Affleck did what he needed to do. And it's a generation... that he's about to open up to, man, as that character that I think he can go a long way. I mean, of course, he's an aged Batman, so it's a little up there in age, but at the same time...
It works, man.
Somebody has to be the OG in the crew if you're going to have anybody get together.
Right.
You know?
Was his Batman anywhere near, like, the Frank Miller Batman?
It's a fine line. I would say it's a very fine line between regular Batman and Dark Knight Returns Batman.
Yeah.
It's like the perfect middle.
Okay.
It's like the perfect middle right in there. Like, it fits perfectly.
Yeah, the concept.
It works.
It works.
For that universe, perfect.
Yeah. Now, I was hearing, like, he was, like very brutal and violent when he fights.
Yeah, he had this aggression, man, of...
Zero F's given.
Yeah. And the OG who's tired of the games. Y'all stop playing games. You know, that type of...
Yeah, he was that type person, man.
They think, like, Batman, like, at the end of his rope, like, man, if they keep...
You know what? I think he went back onto the rope at a certain point with this film. I think the whole concept was that he was pretty much maybe a little out of the game until all this started happening through Man of Steel.
Now, we're not talking, like, Dark Knight Rises out of the game.
Nah. Like, Just in his universe, you know, because the universes aren't the same, although it has a similar feel. But I think it's a whole different Batman versus, you know, what the Dark Knight Rises gave us. And one other thing was that, you know, I think they tied in Man of Steel so lovely into... There's so much we could talk about. I don't want to blow up for nobody. I'm going to just say this real fast. This movie starts off with a bang. Like my review says it. I don't spoil it. But the movie started off with a bang. And just the way it came in with the origins of Batman. And how he gets to where he's at. That was dope in itself.
Yeah, it was
epic, man. And then it tied it in with the whole Man of Steel. But that's how far I'm going to go with details on it.
I got a question.
Yeah,
like, how long did it take them to kind of get you up to speed? Was it like, remember when the Watchmen started? They kind of like, you know, got you acclimated to the Watchmen through the montage. Was it kind of like that or differently?
It was kind of like that. In similar ways. And to be honest with you, Watchmen is such an underrated movie.
Yes. It really is.
They sleep on that movie forever, and I always want to see a continuation. But, you know, aside that, that's the first thing I was thinking. The way they entered Watchmen was epic to me, and then just, you know, doing this.
Right. Yeah.
But it had its own flair, man. The way they did it just had its own flair. It was real, real dope.
Now, I remember you earlier, you would say, like, I guess it kind of had you in your feels a little bit. Did it have you? That was one of the moments.
Especially because you got my man, what's his name, that played the comedian?
Oh, Jeffrey Morgan.
Yeah, so you got him in there as the pops, you know.
He played Thomas Wayne, dog. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. But you know, like Flashpoint Paradox, like how Thomas Wayne is the Batman, I think he would be a dope one if they ever had to do like a multiverse movie.
Yeah, but you know, they could always do something with
him. Story-wise,
I don't mean to cut you off.
I don't think they're going to have such a powerful actor play a role that's so small without seeing something in the future. In the films, in some way or form.
Right.
You know what I mean? Trying to connect the dots for Bruce, because the kid going through emotional, mental stuff constantly. So You have to implement that dude. If you're gonna, you can have any Joe Schmo actor play the role he played, but to have him is a reason.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I say this, I hope Warner Brothers doesn't like drop the ball. Like, if he has to be like that Batman that kills and everything like that. And,
real talk.
Know, he'd be a perfect guy.
Because if you ask me, give me a comedian solo film, man. I'm straight with Jeff King, whatever his name is.
I would love to see more about how he was, man. Like how he went to the side he went to. Like how.
Absolutely.
Like how he dark he went, how he promised how much of an asshole and how much of a dick he was.
Yeah, you talking to the comedian? True.
Yeah, like for real.
Oh, man. So, you read Watchmen, right?
Oh, yeah. I've read Watchmen before. So,
I read Watchmen. I went in there blind eye.
Man. It's probably the one of the best shot for shot remakes.
Horrible. That kid read everything. I'm seeing it.
One of the best shot for shot remakes of a comic book movie, period.
Wow. Yeah.
It was with the exception of the very end, it's literally shot for shot remake of the actual comic book.
That's true. But the ending worked, but I was just looking forward to that monster, you know, the devil.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Awesome.
But now, Batman vs. Superman, man, like, honestly, man, I've got to give it a solid 9 out of 10, man. Let's say just, you know, there was some, without spoiling the movie, there was some stuff that made me go, because it's just me. Okay. Yeah. But overall, just going into the movie, loved it. Loved it. Like, cohesively, it worked for that universe. It works perfect.
So. Oh, absolutely. I agree. So, I agree with you.
So that's my feelings on it. But Andrew, what you give it?
I went in there, man. I watched it. I told y'all already before we even start taping. I was giving it a straight 8. I was even at that 7 because of my... the fan in me disappointment for something. Right. And it wasn't nothing big. It was just certain things that I look for as a moviegoer. And so my wife on me, what are you doing? What are you talking about? I was like, yo, let me stop writing a review right now. It was 1 in the morning. I'm writing a review for this thing. And I had to stop.
It's too soon.
And I picked up in the morning and finished.
Sleep on
and
it.
I woke up and I slept on it. And the reality is for what we got, we got dopeness with this movie.
Listen,
we can't expect Avengers-style filming with DC. They're not looking for that. Right. They're looking for grown men to sit in the theater, grown women, to watch a movie, enjoy it, look at the seriousness of it.
Exactly.
And come out of there like, ooh. That's true. Is the type of movie you're going to watch every time it comes on cable.
Okay.
Point blank. Because it's just one of those. Dark Knight Rises did that to me. The other one, all three of the trilogies. Anytime those come on, I'm in there watching it. Avengers came on, I'm not knocking nobody's hustle.
Nah.
But I'm not watching it on cable for just watching it for no reason. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? Certain movies impact you. And you're looking for answers through a movie. And this is definitely one of those movies. Ben stole it. The couple of things I'm going to talk about, though, that I feel like is important is, and this was where my grade was getting low until I woke up and shook that off.
Right.
But, CGI. Too much CGI kills a movie. Yeah. You start looking at the fakeness of it. Battlefield or Battleship did that. Mm. And that was horrible with the CGI. You had numerous actors in that. Rihanna, Liam Neeson. And that movie was trash just because everything looked fake. Mm. Boom. You turn around. You know Zack Snyder's doing his thing.
Yeah.
I can't lie. I don't want to see 300 style 10 years later, 9 years later. Because 300 sat in his own class.
It really
that
did.
That was an all
like
CGI film.
Best movie ever.
Exactly. But it was the story that made that movie compelling at the same time.
Right.
You build around those crews, man, and you had them 300. And that was dope. You look past the CGI.
Right.
But I think some of the CGI in the Batman Superman movie, just a little bit. Kind of, I felt, you know what, we got better CGI a couple years ago.
Yeah,
when we got Man of Steel.
Yeah, that's like the science of film, too. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you know it's not real, so it really doesn't connect with your brain.
But that's the thing. How much stuff wasn't real in Dark Knight? Dark Knight Rises, actually.
Yeah.
Right. It was a lot of stuff that was CGI in there. You wouldn't know.
Yeah, but they used it on a
practical used it perfectly,
level.
Yeah. Exactly. And they made it look real, real authentic and realistic.
Yeah.
So, you know, and not so much that the CGI was bad for me. I felt like green screen, I can tell green screen in a heartbeat. I don't want to see too much of that.
but maybe
that's a no-no on my part for going 3D because now I'm expecting too much. So I got to go back Monday
and watch
that with nothing.
Yep.
Pure theater, no glasses,
2D,
and enjoy it. And then another thing for me, and I'll wrap that up real quick, is, it was understanding what this movie is pretty much an origin technically for a lot of people other than Clark Kent. Yeah. It was a little drag. You know what I'm saying? That I felt like, okay, you know what? Don't gotta go that slow.
Yeah.
But it's so imperative, like, to have it. You gotta have this stuff in there.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because I think for everybody getting hype over the 3 years, and I said this on my review, I said, yo, dudes are so thirsty to figure out what's gonna happen in this movie,
and what
Ben Affleck is gonna do, right, that we all putting posts out there. Everybody's looking for the answer to the trailer we just seen.
Right.
If we chill for a minute,
mm-hmm,
let the trailers build up. Stop trying to dissect it so hard.
Right.
By the time the movie come out, you're not gonna get what you done dissected, and then you felt was gonna happen. Now you're looking at it like, oh, come on.
They already had the movie in their head from the trailer. Yeah.
The hype was built up for Ben. That's why you get all these critics that just go ham on the movie because they want to knock the hustle. Ben did his thing. Okay. The movie was good. So I think if we chill with the hypeness, and you can't help it, though. I mean, with social media and all that, it's kind of hard to.
Yeah.
But I think that's what kind of killed a lot of expectations of people.
Mm.
And then that threw a lot of people off, man, in that way. So for me, I'm just like, yo, if everybody just chill out, let the movie rock, and really sit back and enjoy it. You know, it's a good, solid film, man.
It really is.
It's part of something that's the beginning, so I have to accept that that's what it is.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings, same thing. The first one has so much slowness in it,
mm-hmm,
but you understood why.
Because
when two came and three hit, it was going down, you know, all that.
Right.
And then same thing with Hobbit. You get that first one. It was cool, fun, slow, but then two came and you like, oh, snap, what's going to happen in three? And then three hits you all the action. Yeah. So, you know, it has to happen. You know what I mean? The build up for the continuations, the same thing with Twilight. That was slow as a mess until the last one.
Right. I never seen the Twilight, man.
Actually, Twilight's is good, man.
Really?
Not to even sidetrack the conversation. The Twilight, I got put on by my daughter in the second one when it came out. And I was like, I ain't messing with that. But that's just a good teenage flick, man. Cats could just watch that and be like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, we all had our teenage movies back
then. Yeah. For me, I think that was pretty much it with Batman Superman. I mean, we could talk about it. We just try not to spoil it for anybody.
Right.
Me and James ready to go ham on the movie. I ain't gonna lie.
That's what I'm saying. I can't say too much without
he's trying to muffle out, y'all. Y'all see this kid's face? He's holding his hands.
All right. Here's my thing. Can I ask you guys some questions?
Yeah, it is.
You can answer.
Yeah.
If I'm close,
it is.
Okay, all right. A lot of people don't like Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor. How'd you guys feel about that?
Good question. Go ahead. I'll let you go first. Get it off your chest, dog. Let him have it.
He works.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The only thing about him was he was a tad bit too eccentric.
Mm.
His character's a little bit too eccentric. Other than that, it worked.
Okay. It wasn't like, it was my man, Gene Hackman. Was he?
No.
No comparison.
Zero comparison.
Okay. All
right. I can't really go into it too much, but I will say, Jesse Eisenberg did surprise me with his act.
Mm.
He surprised me. I was like, huh. Can't go away. I was like, I want to see how good he is. I was like, okay, I got you.
Yeah.
It was just like, okay, a little too eccentric. You'll see what I mean when you watch the movie, everybody.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
But that was the only thing that probably like threw me off about him.
Okay.
Other than that, he was fine.
Yeah.
To me, he was.
Does he feel like he's going to be a threat down the line?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll wait till you finish completely. I go in on him.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just saying, no. Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying. That's all I got to say on him.
Yeah.
I ain't even going to say too much. Yeah.
So, I'll tell you my opinion on Jesse. I believe they could have done better.
Mm.
And I think my 9.9 out of 10 was him.
Okay.
I think that really, because the CGI could get past that. I think, you know, once I see it again, I really understand it. Them 3D glasses could throw your game off. But for me, he's a dope actor. He played crazy really down pat. Like, me and my wife was going back and forth about this. He does his thing as it. Does he really embody it to me? No.
Mm.
I don't think he really had that. He's just not ready enough. First of all, I don't think he was the age for it. You know what I mean? He's definitely a little too young.
Right. He's like,
he's going to be Jimmy Olsen or something.
Yeah, exactly.
He's more like, the way he's playing, it seems like he's more like Alexander Luther Jr.
Mm.
More than an Alexander. Like,
see,
more than
over Luther my head. I know you know.
So, when the Oracle speaks, we just go. So just look up Lex Luthor Jr. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But that's how he kind of comes off more to me.
Yeah.
More than an actual Lex Luthor that's in that we know and love.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like I said, but for what he did, it works.
Yeah.
It's just, could have been better, yes.
I rock with it on that. The one thing I don't rock with, I think, you know, I couldn't help but look at that kid's makeup, the hair. This was what's throwing me off. It felt like I was watching Mystique in the new X-Men, and it looked whack on her.
It just was that.
Sometimes that throws the believability off because you're looking at some of the faults, and you're like, and then he just didn't. I don't think he fit for me.
Bad, and I'm coming from Smallville.
Right. Michael Rosenberg, Lex Luthor, which was, there's no one better in that generation. You know, Gene Hackman, a whole nother ball game. I don't even compare that.
Right.
But for me, coming off the heels of 10 years strong or smaller, you give me that Lex.
Mm.
I like that serious tone,
yeah,
Lex. He with a little bit of crazy. Right. And boom, I think Jesse just was, he played too young.
He was just a little bit too young. His character was too young-minded.
Now, yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, in the comic books, like, Lex and Clark, they're around the same age, right?
Actually, that's the thing. I was confused. He's older than Clark.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's actually older.
Okay.
And I guess that's how it's always.
I think I looked at it at, in that sense of, it's just, it doesn't fit right to me.
He was
always older. So I'm like, yo, I'm looking to see this man a little older. He's like a college student versus a high school student.
When Clark is a freshman, he's maybe like damn near like a sophomore or senior in college.
Exactly.
Do they like kind of touch on how he came to be this Lex Luthor?
They didn't hit you with too much.
Not too much. They didn't hit you with too much.
And I think that's where, listen, take the notes from Arrow. Take the notes from Daredevil. Go in on some of these introductions and give us a flashback if that's what works better so that we get a little more in-depth with the character, because you don't get that. We got that with Batman, and I don't mean to blow up nobody, off the movie in the beginning.
Right.
So we ain't going in there just seeing a Batman in a suit. We went in there seeing
Bruce Wayne,
and like, that's what drew me into the character as soon as we seen
him. Yeah, Bruce Wayne, the way they broke down how Bruce Wayne is as a man and what he goes through.
That was hard.
That's what makes Ben Affleck just a dope actor.
Mm.
Just the way, because it like not only is Ray like, okay, this is Batman, but you see straight up Bruce Wayne.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Like you like, oh,
all right,
gotcha. And then
that's why he does it.
Right, because you finally get a peek of how he really is, like looking to the mind of a man that's like pretty much more or less a crazy nigga with a heart of gold.
Right.
Like you kind of like, like, you know, we all know technically Bruce Wayne is crazy as fuck for what he's doing. Let's just get out. The character of Batman.
That's true.
But you see, like, he truly is a crazy nigga with a heart of gold because you see, he really truly cares about people.
Right.
But zero fucks given at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, if it makes sense.
It makes total sense.
And now, we didn't talk about how Henry Cavill did his man. Now, Henry Cavill, now his character is Clark Kent, without spoiling it, did well. But you also saw, you actually saw Clark Kent for real.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, you got to see them not only as a superhero, as the men themselves. All right,
now let me ask you this. Yeah. Like, did they convey this through his relationship with Lois, or like everyday interaction with people in his
just like an everyday type deal in a sense, like a little both, but more of an everyday type thing. You got to see him as Clark the person versus Clark trying to come into being Superman.
Yeah,
that was kind of dope because you see a more intimate side of his character,
right?
Versus what we seen in Man of Steel, you didn't see too much of it.
Yeah,
because as a kid, it don't count to me as a grown man and how you deal with the relevance of you being, Superman. What we got in this movie was that definitely got that to see how he interacts with that concept, and it
works. Like, and that's what makes the movie the deepest. Just they go into like how Clark and Bruce are as men, not as just
Batman, kids, Superman. Batman, Superman.
So, but like I said, you'll see what I mean when you watch it. But it was like, wow.
Oh yeah,
like it's really good. Like, like I said, we probably go into more next time with Daryl and Teddy. But like I said, for what's right now,
but I'm gonna keep it real. Daryl and Teddy didn't even see the movie yet. For what I'm thinking, and I'm not putting nobody under the bus. But as part of the Lando Cal experience, it is their job to see it on the day of release.
Mm.
So if they ain't see it, we got beef.
Mm.
But anyway, that's a whole other story.
Okay,
I gotta throw them under the bus, y'all. They not here.
I feel you.
You know. But so overall, real quick, so we can get past this one, because This will be like the episode of Batman vs. Superman without trying to spoil it for y'all.
Right.
Give me a good rundown of what you feel this movie had and didn't have, just real quick.
It had, like I said, the elements of understanding who the characters were.
Yeah.
And that was probably like the main thing that grasped me the most. Seeing Clark and Bruce.
Yeah.
Instead of seeing more of Batman and Superman, you could see them as people.
Yeah.
Okay. How they interact more of in this kind of environment. And you get to see things more of the people from like the human side of things, not just from Superman's side. You can see like, okay, I see where Batman coming from. I see what the people mean. I see what Clark mean.
Okay.
So that's probably like the one of the main things that captivated me the most. That's what they did right, if anything. That's the perfect thing they did.
Okay.
Things that could have worked on. It was a couple. Well, I can't say it without spoiling the movie, but it was certain things that I really feel they could have taken out and replaced. And so, had they done that, then I think it probably would have worked better. But like I said, I can't say what could be replaced.
Can't blow
it. So it
we're
like,
trying to save y'all, man.
We're trying to save y'all. So
look, I'm going to tell y'all in advance, the next episode of the show, we will talk about everything about it because everybody will be done seeing it.
Right.
And be mad if y'all don't.
Okay.
It will be all spoilers.
All spoiler conversation, man, because I do a review that has no spoilers and that kills me. So we will do that.
Yeah, just let you know.
Yeah. It's coming. Okay.
One more thing. Yeah. Wonder Woman. Without going too far in.
Oh, yeah, let's put it out there. I'm going to do what I was doing with my wife. Me and my wife was battling out. She doesn't like Wonder Woman.
Wow.
She hated Gal Gadot as were her because of the accent. Whoa. Me, I thought it was awesome because it's diversity at the same time on the screen as a superhero.
Right.
So I don't know if she's Portuguese, whatever, South American.
I think she's like Israeli or something.
Yeah, whatever she is, doesn't matter. That accent, I think, made it more genuine,
realistic,
and it just gives you a sense of, yo, they looking for diversity. I mean, come on, you got Aquaman, a Samoan in real life. You know, like, you got certain parts of this that are like, okay, cool, man. It's like Captain Planet almost, you know what I mean? Everybody coming from a different place, you know. But for me, I thought she was dope. I don't want to spoil it, but I felt like I want to see more, and I know I'm going to see more in the movie when she comes out with her joint. And then and I think that's next year.
Yeah, Chris Pine.
Yeah. I'm not really like Chris Pine all. I love Chris Pine. He's my man. Star Trek. Smoking Aces. But see, I don't know if he fits into the universe, man. But he's believable, so I know he could rock out.
Definitely.
But aside that, I think she did her thing. I think she was rocking out. I'm just excited to see more. And that's the same thing I was going to say with Jesse Eisenberg. I'm excited to see what happens for him in the next one.
Yeah. Right.
Because anybody who's seen it could tell you what they feel, you know, at the end with the movie. But I'm excited to see how he transcends as a villain. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's a lot of that I do want to kind of see, and I'm excited to see. So I'll give him a shot and not throw him under the bus just yet. Okay. But, you know. And then one thing for me is, and it was at the tip of my tongue, man. I tell you, it was at the tip of my tongue. There are some epic moments in this movie.
Yes, there are.
There are a few tearjerkers. Yes, as a man, I'm not scared to say it. I'm going to keep it 100. When you have friends and you break up relationships with your friends, and it's the same thing in this movie. You feel dramatic scenes and stuff that's happening, man, that you're like, man, it's deep. It's deep. Their relationship is crazy, but
it's like Steve and Tony from the Marvel side. Is it almost like that?
Yeah, it looks like it's kind of like in that sense, man. It's a crusher, man. Right. It's like, you know what? Let's keep it real. It's like Robert Downey Jr. and Terrence Howard.
Ah,
you know, you're not bringing me back feeling that feeling. Crush me, man. So you know, forget the characters, man. It's real life, but you know, it's relatable, and that's the whole key to, you know, this stuff is like, you don't have to be a superhero to feel what they going through.
There's
an epic moment in this movie that's going to make you go, what? I didn't even think about that. And that's it. I'm not going to say no more.
All right. Do you think that like if you had to pit this up against like the Avengers, like how does it stack up?
It's its own movie.
It's its own movie. DC is doing?
Do you think they struck like that harmonious balance that the Avengers?
I don't think they're trying to go for that.
I don't think that either.
Was it balanced then in terms of that?
Because since it wasn't a huge team of people, it really couldn't be too much. Because the movie is really centered on Batman and Superman.
Right. In that relationship.
We did see Wonder Woman, Batman, and Superman in the same
frame. Yeah, but the thing about it is, she's there.
But she's not a factor in between their relationship.
She's like a support, character.
Yeah. Okay.
She's more of a support. She's literally a supporting character in the entire thing. But literally,
she's Kevin Hart. In all the movies he did in the past 3 years.
Just that.
Wedding Ringer, the Ride Along 1-2.
Wow.
He's a sidekick. Oh, well, she was a sidekick for a hot second. Let's keep it real.
Okay. All right.
But
I'm just playing, y'all.
Look, hey, man, I know we're going to get emails and somebody going to be snapping up. Man, Kevin Hart's my man, 50 grand. Word up.
Right.
And I'm going to just say, I'm just joking. Okay. I'm just joking.
But nah, man, like, it was definitely, I really do rock with the movie, though, man. But like I said, we'll go into it more next time.
Definitely. We'll talk about it. I think everybody at that point would have seen it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And then we'll have a way better discussion about it and just be like, oh, yeah. And then we'll be able to get into our actual feelings about the movie.
But I do want to say this. While James was talking, I didn't mean to cut him off.
Go ahead.
But it's on my head heavy, man. James' wife, from what I read, gave that a 10 off the bat.
She did.
And James was reluctant and he didn't want to give it a 10. But my wife did the same thing.
You gave it a 7.
And she snapped on me for not giving it a 10. But I got my reasons. Cinematically, I got some reasons.
But you got to look at what we came like. Remember Batman and Robin? Superman 4?
Oh, we grew up, man.
Come on now, man.
All right, I'll give it a 10. I reclaim my old score and I give it a 10, man. Right. Come on. I'm happy, man. I'm happy.
Okay. Yeah, man. Like that's what I'm still like say, man. I probably raised it like raised it 9.5 because it's still certain things that really throw me off.
Yeah.
But either way, the movie cohesively worked.
Yeah. Okay.
So I loved it. Fuck with these other critics talking about. So all these negative ass numbers, they're hating.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not genre fans.
They drunk off their Marvel.
They're looking for different things. Yeah. You know, they're going in there with a heavy heart on, you know, who done played the best role.
Right.
What's
the
cinematography looking like? And you know,
watch it for yourself and you give it your grade. Okay. Just go in and watch it for real. That's
we have another movie coming up in August. You got Suicide Squad.
Yeah, and then that same universe.
And Affleck gonna be in it.
Yep.
So that's going to be deep.
Yeah.
It's a lot happening. I think DC finally kind of jumped on that wheel of let's get some things rolling, man. And, Dark Knight's over.
Yeah,
it's time to start opening up, man, and get stuff popping. You know, a lot of people going to say they rushed into this one with the whole Justice League concept, but this is just the origin, man, and I think it's important.
Yeah, you're
part of the collective universe, so give it a chance, man, and check it out, man. It's worth $10, $12, or you can $15, whatever you want to do, it's worth it. It's long, so I'm going to tell you this.
2 hours
and 40 minutes. Listen, go up in there with your snacks, your food, Jimmy John sandwiches, whatever you want to do, your soda beverages, whatever.
Empty bladder.
And there it is.
Yeah, definitely empty bladder.
Wear some sweats and some sneakers, man.
Depend if you if you got it.
Don't go see this movie on a date.
Right. Oh, no.
No way.
She would not
unless she's into that kind of thing, that's a whole different story. All right, then. So, we've been on long enough. So, like I said, next show, we'll talk more about it. But next, we'll talk about trailers.
Yeah, trailers. So,
trailers.
What did you see when you seen this movie? So, in the opening, of course, to Batman and Superman, what trailers did you get?
I didn't get a chance to see a whole lot of trailers. I saw the Ghostbusters trailer, man.
Okay, I saw that, too.
How y'all feel about that?
I hated it
first
when
off,
I first
seen it. First
off,
do you guys like the old Ghostbusters?
I'm a classic, I'm nostalgic, one was the best.
I'm collecting like the Diamond Select Ghostbusters right now. I got two more. I got Vankman and Spangler. Can't wait. I'm fucking
love Ghostbusters. Classic. I ain't gonna front. But see, I don't think they needed to go in that route in this generation.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
How do you feel about it being like, this is like, I'm tired of like people talking about it, but like, all women, you think they could like mix it up a bit, like a couple?
You know what though? I think when they got Helms, what's his name?
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris, I think he'll be some type of balance to the characters, just being that dude in the movie.
Yeah, but I don't want him being like the guy who like three of the women like drool over and can't get.
That's exactly what he is.
That's exactly what he is in the movie, man.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
He's the eye candy person.
He's the eye candy, and I think that they needed something. But you know, in reality, to me, it doesn't look as bad as I initially said.
Yeah,
I say that because it do look fun.
Yeah,
they looking for a young crowd. They're gonna get it. They're gonna get doofiness with it. But I think in doing it as a reflection of what the old one was, they should have never did that. I think they should have went in hard because I think we mentioned it in the last show.
Right.
Where they should have went a little more serious tone with this one.
Right. Yeah. As far as calling it even a sequel, like, or if they even going to
like
call it a
reboot,
spiritual
successor.
Like,
something
like I would rather them do like just like bring like to life what they did. Me personally. Yeah. I would rather like to them see like how they took the storyline from like the actual Ghostbusters video game.
Yeah,
because that's technically technically Ghostbusters 3.
Yeah,
Atari.
So it really is like canon wise, it's Ghostbusters 3. So I would have liked to see how that was done. Me personally.
Right.
But I'm still would check out the Ghostbusters movie just because I want to see how it is. Because at the end of the day, I want to judge it for myself actually watching it.
I was thinking, like, in terms, like, it's this documentary that's supposed to come out about, like, Ghostbuster franchises all over the country. I thought they could have did it like that. Like, this is just a chapter separate from the original one.
This
is how they do their own, you know, brand of Ghostbusters.
That'd
be dope. Like
that would have that would have worked better.
Yeah, so you would have had the original guys not even being in here, but they'd have been like the pioneers, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Instead of these guys.
Well, one thing I don't like though, and I think we mentioned this before though, what's her name? What's the sister's name in there?
Holly Black Chick.
It's like they clowning out in that movie,
the
man. I don't want to be the clown of the movie.
Yeah, man.
And I feel like that's what they did doing it, man. You get all these, you know, but that's a whole nother topic. I mean, let's
yeah, you're right.
You know, for me, I might not rush to go see it at all. If I see it for free, then that's cool.
I might go see it. When I seen her punch that ghost, that was like, I laughed out loud. And then I seen Slimer too, so.
It's reasons you gotta see
and
it.
And Bill Murray, man.
That's true.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd and Ernie Hudson. Come on, man.
That's what's up.
I just wanna see who they are.
So, next song with another trailer. What I did see was a trailer called Midnight Special.
Okay.
And I don't know if you cats seen it. I don't even think I brung it up in the last episode either. But it's dope. So you got homeboy that plays Zod. I forget his name.
Michael Shannon.
Yeah. Look, easy name. I can't remember, man. My fault. And then you got this young kid. And I think he's a father trying to protect his son. But what I slept on, I thought it was like an indie film, right? And I'm saying, oh, I don't want to see, you know, somebody's defense or something looking for the little boy. The little boy got powers. So this is in the genre, fellas. You know what I'm saying? The little kid got powers, man, or something. And extraordinary.
What type of powers
he got? Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
So, and then you got a few people in there. You got that kid that played, was it Kylo Ren or whatever? Not Kylo Ren.
What's
the other dude?
Poe?
Oh, no. What's the bad guy? You know, the Dark, not Dark Vader, the, whatever his name is.
Oh, you talking about, Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren. So you got him in it. He's doing something in it. But anyway,
what's his name? Adam Driver?
Adam Driver says right there. But definitely,
you got Kylo Ren. Right. I know Adam Driver.
I said Kylo Ren. It just sounds like the girl. Right. But definitely interesting. I think it come out on the 1st of April, but something I might want to check
Who's
out.
The director?
Too, man. Yo, you know, I was looking for that, man. So you got Jeff Nichols is the director. And then the cast, you got Michael Shannon, Joel Edgerton, or whatever, Kristen Dunst, Adam Driver, like you said, and you got a few others. But it looked interesting, man. Like, you really got to check that out, man. It looked like a good little movie, man. Because Michael Shannon, the last thing I seen him play in was that 99 Homes or something like that.
You should watch this movie called
Spider-Man.
We should watch this movie called, like, Iceman, I think it's called.
Richard Kuklinski.
Man, dude. Brutal.
He was a hitman for the mob. Yeah, they called it Iceman because he used to freeze his victims, and that would throw off the time of death.
HBO
got like a ton.
It's on Netflix. It's Netflix.
And if you watch HBO, they got like HBO Go. Thank you very much. You could watch all of the interviews of him when he on death row. And what else? He was good in Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, he was.
So we definitely got moving on to the next trailer. We got Now You See Me Too.
I haven't seen him.
They missing my girl, the redhead chicks.
But they got a few other people in there.
Everybody else is pretty much.
Everybody else is in there.
As long as they got my boy, Danny Franco. I love mm-hmm. that guy.
Yeah, man. Actually, I came across, well, I don't know if it falls in the trailers, but it's a little short film I saw. I don't know if you watched it called Code 8.
That sounds familiar.
Man.
What's up with it?
Okay, it's a 10-minute short film. I think they actually make it into a movie. Right. It got Robbie Amell in it, which is Stephen Amell's brother. No, I think it's his like little brother or something like that.
Wow.
It's basically about like...
That is his little brother. He plays Firestorm.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So his little brother's in there, right?
Is that Firestorm on Flash? Or what is it? Not Arrow, because he's on Flash. He's on DC Legends, though, right?
Yeah, I think so. I believe so. But basically, it's about more or less kind of like mutant type people. Mm-hmm. Kind of like got people with special powers, special abilities, and shit like that. They're not even like class 1 like lifter or class 2 electric or class 2 psychic or some shit. Like they got in class, but I actually keep a hold on kind of like how they would in like an X-Men type of universe.
Mm. Okay.
But basically, long and short of it, it was just basically telling like this. All that happens is just this one city, this one fictional city.
Right.
Like 4% of the whole population is like this. Everyone else is cool. And they pretty much just like, they're just going around and people like are scared of them and shit like that. You know? Okay, it's kind of like that's all like feel what you don't understand type stuff. Okay. And Robin Mills' character, he's one of them. And you know, he's just a regular, normal, everyday dude just trying to find work and trying to, you know, just trying to come up, you know, trying to live his life. And him and his boy, they were working for this guy and working for this black dude, just like have like, like the little Latino guys that maybe see like the stereotypical Latino guys you see in like Home Depot and shit. Mm-hmm. He grabbed one of them and he doing like, and he has powers of electricity. Okay. And so like he doing like electrician work with just his bare hands.
Mm.
So like with live wires, like, he twisting wires.
So he ain't got to be grounded or nothing.
He can generate electricity. Kind of like Cole from.
So ain't no getting electrocuted. Kind of like he can't get electrocuted.
No. It's kind of like if you ever played the game Infamous, it's kind of like he's Cole from Infamous. If for anyone who ever played the game Infamous.
I got you.
So he's like that. And then you got like, he got his other friends, like another one like can like shoot lasers. Got someone else who's like an actual strong man, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
But they're all normal everyday people. Oh, they're all normal everyday people. So the thing about it is, like they get mad, they get stiffed by the guy. They get mad, they bust his truck up with just like bricks and stuff.
Mm.
And next thing you know, the whole place is actually militarized. Like police is all militarized because of all these metahumans walking around.
Wow.
And so they basically hear that, hey,
okay,
two dudes just did a vandalization and they're like metas and we need to find them. And next thing you know, Han from Fast and Furious franchise, he's in it.
Really?
Yeah, Han, and he plays one of the cops that actually chases him down.
Oh, so that's funny.
And so so he ends up like pulling them over and everything like that. They actually have like a UAV drone that like drops like robotic police. So like everyone, it kind of reminds you, puts you to feel like District 9. So I'm like, oh, okay. And next thing you know, he's with his strongman friend is invincible, and next thing you know, they start wilding out because they started tripping and shit.
Yeah.
Because they're like, they trying not to get fucked with, they just trying to go home, and fuck around, his boy gets shot up and killed, and next thing you know, he got electric, like, EMP blasters, blows around everything, and we're like, oh, well, he's an unregistered person because no one knew what was going on with him.
Oh,
it's like, Code 8.
So
we don't know what Code 8 means, but we just kind of like, I'm assuming, like, the Code Red, DEFCON 4, high alert,
this one's
Omega level mutant, come on, we got to take him out.
Have you ever seen The Signal?
Heard of
that movie's... Yes. Dope on the low.
Yeah, check that out.
I told y'all about that on one of the episodes.
Yeah, I never got a chance to watch it.
My friend, he put me on. Yeah, that's a good
sleeper
movie.
Matter of fact, that kid that was in it, what's that main, the main kid?
Yeah, I can't remember.
He played in the Gods of Egypt as one of the Egyptians. I was so thrown off with him because you come from Signal or whatever, and then you played this weak character on Gods of Egypt. Anyway, that's a whole nother ball game.
Yeah.
But Code 8, you gotta look for that, man.
Yeah,
check
it's gonna be a movie sometime soon. Like it's really good. Look it up. Like it's on YouTube. It's called Code 8.
That's dope.
Signal is on Netflix, by the way.
Oh yeah, Signal was all over HBO or something.
Check that out.
I caught that one night. I said, man, that's a sleep, that twist in there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So we got another sidekick flick. You know, so Kevin Hart
Ride Along 3
is Kevin Hart to me right now is what Bryan Singer is to Daryl, man. I'm going to be honest with you, man. The sidekick stuff got to go to me. I'm just like, I can't. So we got this movie called Central Intelligence coming out. I seen the trailer to that. And I said, look funny. Of course, Kevin Hart's a funny dude.
What's the tagline?
Saving the world takes a little heart and big... Okay, I'm good. So listen, anyway... Let's just a quick brief one. I mean, it looks just like another Ride Along 3, like you said. Yeah, Alex, man, it's the same thing. Yeah. I'm kind of over it, man. You know what I mean?
Same here, man.
You know, so anyway, that's one, you know. That
Rock, he's playing Black Adam, right?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Well, apparently he signed on to do
Let's
it.
Keep it 100, man. I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, criminal.
Let's just say he does, though.
That looks good.
That is going to be great.
I seen the trailer to that.
Oh, yes.
So, enough with The Rock, but we're going to go on to the next trailer because this one's a very important one. So, it's a movie called Criminal with Kevin Costner, Gary Oldman. Gary Oldman's dope.
I love He can play anybody.
You know, you could have gave me another Commissioner Gordon with him, man. Something, man. Right. But when that kid was on Dawn of the Apes, man, I was like, that kid make you want to cry every time he's yelling.
He reminds me of the, what's my guy, man? He played in Derby Blood. Can't remember.
Oh, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, that's who. That's who he reminds me. He's like the poor man's Daniel Day-Lewis.
The poor man.
Because Daniel Day-Lewis, he Oscar winning, man. Not to say I don't know if Gary won anything, but I love Gary Oldman, like the professional. And then the
professional. The Book of Eli. See that stuff. Those are classics, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Even when he played in Fifth Element, man.
Come on, man.
Let's
The nosebleed.
He's dope. He's dope. I'll tell you that, man. Yeah. He's dope,
Harry
man.
Potter. He was dope in Harry Potter.
See, I was a Harry fan.
Yo, Harry Potter?
That's when you know the Oracle is a young buck, man.
No, Harry Potter, man. I never read the books, but the movies are actually dope.
I did watch a few of them. I watched the first one with all that cheesy CGI.
Yeah, they came out when Spider-Man came out, so I had a pick.
Lord of the Rings. It came out in the same, you know, type time frame, stuff, man. If I was looking for the trilogy, but then they try to throw you 6, 7, 8.
There's only so many I could watch.
So, back to the criminal movie, you got Tommy Lee Jones in it, Alice Eve, and then you got Gal Gadot, you know, well, Wonder Woman or whatever. But she's in a few movies, so lately I've caught her in 999. You know what I'm saying? And then now she's in this coming up, aside being Wonder Woman in a big one.
And do you get the premise of this movie right here?
No, but if you did, it looked deep. It looked like there was a husband who got...
Kevin Costner's like this badass who he can't stop killing. And Ryan Reynolds, he's like, I don't know, agent or something. I don't know if he knows some shit he shouldn't know.
Yeah.
And they take him and they implant him in Kevin Costner's head. So now they after him. But now he's like, he went from like this guy who, to steal your phrase, has no fucks to give. And now he got all these feelings of Ryan Reynolds, but he's still like this badass.
So this is like Selfless all over.
Right.
This is Selfless but on
mixed with The Fugitive because you got Tommy Lee Jones chasing them.
Once you got Tommy Lee, you better have a cast of cops that's with him.
Got to.
Because that brings me back to The Fugitive days, man. Oh, classics, man. Classics, man.
But that's something
to look for too, man. I'm not sure when that comes out, but I just seen the trailer. I think it's in
April 15th, actually. Tax day.
You know what I mean? Tax day, right? You got to get that done. Then, of course, Tarzan trailer's still out, man. I'm good on that. I'm good. It do look good, but I'm good.
Yeah.
And then pretty much, man, trailer-wise, I don't think there's too much other unless you caught something.
Got to watch Nice Guys. I'm not going to go into it.
Nice Guys, yeah, right.
Got to watch Nice Guys. Hilarious. Kids, Kids, Bang, Bang, Shane Black. The guy from Drive, Ryan Gosling, and, you know, Russell Crowe.
Yes.
Superman's dad, so check that out.
That's what's up. Of course, you got The Huntsman coming, too.
Yep.
And I'm interested to see that, because I like Snow White and The Huntsman, man.
Her quick thing, the girl who was in it, the one that from the Twilight, and the director, they fucked in the first one. So she's not in this one, but
in real life, they did.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why.
That's why she's not in this. His wife was like, oh, fuck, nah.
They was wilding for that one, man. Yeah. But you do have this chick. What's her name?
Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron. But you got the other girl that played in Sicario. What is that?
Sicario?
Yeah. What's her name? Is that her? Yeah. What the fuck was her name? Emily Hunt. Is it Emily? What's her name?
Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt. Yeah.
Have y'all seen Edge of Tomorrow?
It
was good.
I like Edge of Tomorrow, man. That was a sleeper, man.
It's basically Groundhog's Day mixed with Halo,
You get the sci-fi. But yeah, The Huntsman looked kind of dope. I can't front. We definitely got to see that because you got a few people in there. We need this stuff. We need these little hold you down movies, man.
Until get you to the real something.
Yeah, get you to the real something. You need something in there. You know,
it be a lot of super films, man. I'm telling you.
Oh man, it's going down. I'll watch that. What else do we have on the list? of movies, man. I mean, that's pretty much it for me, man. As far as the genre and trying to keep it within.
I'm not feeling that X-Men movie. I'm not going
to
lie.
Real quick, touch up on the X-Men, man, with the frustrations of it, man. I'm looking at it. I'm watching the trailer again. My wife be having me hyped, though, because she be dapping me through the trailer. Like, You know, but that's natural. You're going to be hyped about it because it's genre related. But
yeah,
I'm not really feeling this whole thing with what's her name, man? Being like top dog of the film, man. We talked about this last time, man. Yeah, man. She got too cocky on him with the no blue, man. I'm not wearing blue.
I'm not wearing that.
Make me look natural.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm good on that.
Why the fuck are you wearing the
stick then? You stupid.
You gotta wear it, girl.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, that's the way I see it, man. Like, if you're gonna be Mystique, be Mystique.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not Mystique. You're just Jennifer Lawrence as...
Yeah, you every character from a David O. Russell film.
Right.
Just an X-Men movie. So, nah.
Right.
So. I don't think you missed out Bradley Cooper. I don't know who he's going to play.
Right.
In this, whatever. I
know we did talk about... in the last episode, we talked about Civil War.
Oh,
Spider-Man's introduction and all that.
I fucking love that suit, man.
Yeah, you do? The classic, right?
Yeah, right.
I do like it, but I don't think it fits.
Why not?
Because I wasn't ready for another Spider-Man. I mean, I think I told
it's
you.
It's always
you know
time
what I mean?
For Spider-Man.
Nah, man, I think that's just like, you got too many characters in there, I think.
Nah, I think for what they got, it works.
I'm glad they got it.
I posted a post just to see what people respond to it, and I said, you know, I didn't think he fit. Is it just me or, you know, whatever?
I just hope he made his web shooters and not Iron Man gave it to him, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think they stick into it because it's Sony's property still, so I think Sony's going to be trying to stick to what's already been established. Like, he made his own.
So now when you say Sony's property still, what do you mean?
Well, you know, like, technically Sony still owns the property rights to Spider-Man. They're just partnering with Marvel.
Right.
Yeah. That's why I like when everybody be comparing Marvel to DC. Like, yo, DC's got their properties, B.
Right,
to be honest with you, man, they can whatever they want to do.
They can do. They just ain't didn't. That's the sad part.
You might get a lot of Marvel movies, but you're not getting them under Marvel Studios.
Yeah,
you're getting them through
Marvel,
you know,
in conjunction with
Robot Chicken, all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm talking about the right production company, man.
Character, right?
Yo, but. There's a couple movies to look out for, man. You know, outside of that,
that's pretty much all I got, man.
That's all we got. But so look for it. You got The Huntsman next month. You got, of course, X-Men, but you have that's in May.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got, I'm still just anticipating Suicide Squad. For me, that's
looking
for
right now.
Oh, I can't wait to see Margot Robbie.
Civil War, of course. That's of a plus. But
that goes without saying.
You know, but I just want to see DC step it up. And
yeah,
I think
that's gonna
me
be
being thirsty to see Suicide Squad is...
We're gonna have a real villain, like
yeah.
I don't know if Jared Leto's Joker is gonna be the villain, but
yeah. Yo, you know, I didn't even know Jared Leto was the lead singer in 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah,
I had no clue until this past couple months.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know, and I got video from the pageant when he was here at the pageant a few years back. I got video of the kid all up in the crowd with us, man. I'm like, yo, I'm going to pull up the whole video.
I didn't know he played Angel Face in Fight Club. I didn't know that was him.
Yeah, that was him, man. He's a pretty good character actor, man. Like, method actor. Like,
I loved him in
what's my movie? It's like the most depressing film of all time, they say. Him and Marlon Wayans. Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah. I
love that film.
So our next topic we're going to talk about. So, boom. We got to speak on it. I don't know if you caught up, Alex.
No.
You
caught up. I'm in second episode in a little bit.
We're going to talk about Daredevil just a little
Daredevil.
Bit. And Season Punisher's two. Introduction to the Daredevil saga.
The first episode.
Epic. Listen.
Yeah,
I'm on episode 5.
That's
I'm going to crank out some more.
I'm not blowing
it. Yeah,
I got
to watch it today.
But I'm going to tell y'all this. Put my wife on to watch episode one, season one, so that she can catch up to me.
Man, oh my God. Like, that was
on
par with
episode 4 or 5, I think, right now.
If that came on network television, it'd be up for like an Emmy or something, man.
You know what? And I think that's what's crazy. And we're going to talk about that as a topic on here, is the whole rise of Netflix, man. I think, you know, aside the Daredevil.
You can't talk about the rise of Netflix out the downfall of Blockbuster.
Ain't that crazy? But yo, for real. So Daredevil with this whole introduction to Punisher, I mean, all I'm seeing is that they they have it right with homeboy playing the Punisher, man.
Shane from The Walking Dead.
Talking about blasting on dudes.
Oh, man, it's so dope, man.
I had a little issue with the shootout scene in the first episode when they killed that Irish mob family. I'm like, that blood CG, man. I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I grew up like, you remember RoboCop? The first one, like squibs. I love squibs. There, yeah, with a shirt rip open,
yeah,
I need the to blood
see just splatter. Man. I love that.
I love that. I love that 80s action, man.
But that's sometimes some of the stuff that they do now with the CGI is that they overrun it with that, and then it doesn't feel real.
It doesn't.
Something that we talked about. The director, I say Benicio Del Toro every time.
Oh, you talking about Guillermo Del Toro.
Guillermo, and he gives you, as much as it's sci-fi, he gives you something you can grab and feel in the movie throughout the makeup and all that stuff. Because
he gives you something you never seen before. Like, you can't reference this to something. That's what a that's what a kaiju looked like. I could see one at the zoo. Like, you don't know what the fuck it looked like.
You feel like it's there. You feel like the sets are really built for this film.
Right, but God forbid, if you have seen how someone gets shot, you know that's not what it looks like. That's fake.
Well, you know, we got that CGI blood with what's that movie, man? Ninja
Assassin.
Yo, but it was still epic, though. I was like, yo,
he was messing people up with that sick one. Change
it. Ninja got it, man. Like, I don't know why.
So, boom. So, you seen one episode, you on two?
Yeah, I'm about to be on episode two.
But
two.
In a whole, in the general.
Just first, the whole Daredevil series alone, I told you, that's probably some of the best TV I've seen.
Netflix.
I would say it's changed the game in how we. See series with these superheroes, man, characters or whatever you want to call it. What do you think?
I think it's making the cinematic universe step its game up, because whenever you got like TV writing like this, shit, man, this is better than Thor 1 and 2. Yeah, Thor 1 and 2 to me. So,
and we talked about this last episode, you wasn't here for this, but we talked about that in the bigger demands on cinematic stuff and what they're catering to or try to reach, where Daredevil on Netflix doesn't have to do that.
No,
Daredevil is focused on one group, and that's the fans who want to see this character's true story.
It doesn't have to rush anything.
With the Jessica Jones thing happening, we talked about Luke Cage, man, and how they introduced this whole thing. And, you know, it's just funny, man, but...
Yes.
Netflix is changing the game, and not to mention that they got this Voltron animated series about to happen.
Right.
Listen, what they're going to do is make everyone... Now we're just going to start talking on the topic of Netflix, rise of Netflix.
Right.
You know, because it's just important, man. Listen, cut the cable off.
Yep.
Save that $200 a month. Get the Wi-Fi in your house, man. Mm-hmm. Keep the internet, and you got to go direct internet with the cable. All that AT&T, DirecTV, that doesn't work as strong as your cable line.
That's true.
But so keep your Charter, your Comcast, or whatever you got, your Optimum TV from back home, man. You know, whatever it is. Yeah, keep
Charter,
that internet,
it's Charter,
man.
It's Charter now.
Yeah, but it's not Charter back home.
New
York, my people out there right now, I'll be like, Opt Online or whatever that is.
Opt Online?
It's called Optimum or something like that. But But, you know, just in truth, man, if Netflix keep going in this route, Hulu's going to have to really catch on and really step it up.
Disney and Netflix signed a deal a couple years back.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
You got
it's crazy, man.
Does that mean, like, I know they're not going to do it. Like, Force Awakens comes out. They could... Do it on Netflix quick.
But now, yo, one thing about it too is, you know, you would think Disney was going to destroy it, Marvel, by buying them out or whatever that was.
No.
It has not.
They let them do their
thing. And watching the stairwell scene in Daredevil, and everybody's going to tell you, oh my God, it is so epic. There's no whole bars on what Marvel can do right now, man.
Not at all. Because they treat it like a... Because basically, Disney is treating Marvel like a subsidiary. It's letting us operate on its own umbrella.
Right.
It says, you're just a subsidiary of Disney.
Yeah.
But you still operate and do what you do.
Yeah.
We're a fan. Do what you do.
Yeah.
So that's why I rock with it, man. Yeah. So
You got to respect that, man. I really thought years ago when they bought it, it was going to be downhill, but I noticed when Ghost Rider with a Vengeance came out, Oh, they wasn't gonna stop what they was doing. They right. was like, oh, because you watch that movie, you're like, really? Disney bought out what you call it already? But
that's when they was like trying to stop the bleeding. I think, yeah, like, whoa, yeah. Y'all can't keep putting this shit out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it's like, man, I respect that. Let's do
but
it.
But this
man.
What I don't get, man. Like, Idris Elba, he's in Ghost Rider Spirits of Vengeance. But this nigga in Thor too. Like, what the hell? Like,
yeah, two different characters. It's like a little awkward.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
but
yeah. kind of like, you know, Fantastic Four. With,
but then they gave him black eyes too. Something yeah. different with his face. Right. So what's that about?
Oracle?
Oh, yeah,
I don't know why you did that.
No, I look at it from a whole other angle, man. Right. All we could do is stand at the gate. I'm not too happy with that.
Right.
Yeah, that man some... Yo, remember when he left the gate and ran and he jumped on the spaceship when it was invisible? Oh, man. But anyway, so boom. So Netflix is stealing it right now, man, with what they're doing with these Marvel episodes and the series we're getting. It's so dope because, not to spoil it for nobody, if you haven't watched Jessica Jones, Daredevil, or you're not into what's about to happen with Luke Cage, their universes are all intertwined.
Yes, it
and
is.
And this is beyond just what's Netflix. It intertwining with the Avengers. I don't want to throw the Easter eggs out there, but it's the truth. It's like, yo, this is crazy. You got to watch these series, man.
Yeah, and that's why I give Marvel credit for like their interconnection of all the series. Like,
that's dope.
Tying together.
That's dope. That's dope. Because you finished Jessica Jones, right?
Oh, yeah.
You finished Jessica Jones?
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, Jessica Jones... Best villain I have seen in media, like
absolutely
portrayal.
Like I know about him from the Alias comic, like Kilgrave.
Kilgrave is like he's literally like no bullshit. He's literally like the devil. He moves like the devil. It's like he got it's moments where you just like, woo. But yeah, man, I'm telling you, you need to watch that, man.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna do that. I got it. I'm gonna watch Daredevil first. I'm with Jules on this one.
So next up. Something that my man want to talk about, Parasite.
Oh my God! Yes,
those of you man. Do not have a Crunchyroll account, get your best friend and your best friend's best friend, put some money in the pot and get a monthly subscription because it is worth it, man.
Now what
they
is
got,
it?
They got a free trial right now. Crunchyroll, they like all anime, movie, manga. Wow. You go on that to get the app, you can watch all this stuff. But
that's dope.
It is so good.
It's dope. All right, cool.
But
man.
Parasite is a it's a manga that I was put onto back in 2007. Mm. It's about like these spores that come down from space, and I think their whole agenda is to kind of like regulate the human population here on Earth.
So
what they do is they enter your body, get to your brain, eat your brain, take over your body, and then they weaponize you basically.
What?
Yeah. So this one
sounds
guy,
similar.
The Borg, one guy, the Borg. He stopped it in his
pretty much kind of like the Borg meets. Invasion of the Bison.
Yeah.
But the good guy in this.
Or what's that movie with Usher Raymond back in the day?
The faculty.
You know,
in a sense,
it is
like
the
that.
Faculty.
That's a classic cheesy movie.
They got a teacher though.
Yeah.
Part of the faculty. There's a parasite
funny,
too.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, Vert?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's dope, man. It is like a really good series. You know.
So what is that? We have to get what's that?
Crunchyroll.
Crunchyroll.
Yep. Look, write that. Get Crunchyroll. It's free right now. You get a 14-day trial. It's a free 14-day trial, and then after that, cancel it or just find a friend, and then you guys get it. I think it's like, $14 a month.
That's it? Oh, that's cool.
It's worth it, man. It is so worth it. But
we save money on no cable right now, so I'm good. We can kind of, you know.
Yeah.
I just got put on a Sling TV, too.
Yes.
Yeah, if you got a smart TV, Fire Stick, you get Sling TV, you got ESPN. Yeah, and you got $20 a month. You got TV right there, man.
And it pretty much, since that Sling is truly in St. Louis, I think they get St. Louis broadcast.
Yeah. It's pretty dope. I can't even front.
It is fucking
awesome. Boom. So Parasite, look out for that, man. Get on that Crunchyroll, man. Sign up for that free trial, man. No plugs for free, but you know, we're gonna put it out there, my man.
I don't know when it's dope. Attack on Titan season 2 is coming back.
Dude,
it's on Netflix.
It is?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
That's how I watch it. It's in Japanese.
You know what I told you? I was gonna rent it.
Yeah, dude, just watch
it's
it.
It's a dollar family video. You rent the whole thing, and it's
awesome. Dude, watch it. I'm telling you.
I'm gonna watch it.
You can buy my Netflix credentials if you want to watch it.
Like, I got Netflix. When you watch it, it's so
it's free.
Like I said, the first
four episodes is the backstory, but the fifth
and
episode.
And it's subtitled?
Yeah.
Yeah, on Netflix it is.
I like watching, this is just me, I don't like watching dub movies for English. I like The Raid, I cannot watch it unless it's in their native language.
Yeah, like, it's more realistic.
Yeah.
Right.
I watched that too. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Raid 2.
Oh, man.
Raid 2. Wow.
It was a little long, but it was worth it.
I told you it's like one of the best movies I've seen that year, hands down.
Best action movie since.
Yeah, yeah, man, from. What's his name? What's his name? IP Man.
Oh, Donnie.
Donnie Yen.
Okay, man. Listen, dog.
Man.
We talked about this briefly, I think, last time, but, you know, on Netflix, they got the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon continuation movie. Yo, so dope.
Really?
So dope. And for what it is, and, you look at it at Netflix, for what Netflix giving you, it's like they're giving you a full feature film that you should see in the theater. That's how they going. That's why Netflix got it right now.
They got, like, what was that? Making of a Murder?
Yeah.
They got, some critical shit on Netflix.
Like, remember, I told you about that. Like, I told you, brother got screwed over. Like, a black dude got screwed over.
Yeah.
Yo, don't disown me for this, man, but I'll be trying to give Crackle a shot. Because Chosen is dope, but then it's like, I can't Crackle no more, man.
Man, Crackle always crashes for me, man.
Yeah, this is free.
You got to exhaust that. What you got, DirecTV cable there?
I got the phone, man. That's all. I'm only
ain't
watching
wrong with that, bro.
I
boom.
I started watching Ghostbusters. It was free last in the month of March.
See?
Yeah, the Ghostbusters is on there.
That's funny, man. Yeah. So next up, we got, bam, one of the topics. We actually just touched up on it with talking about Netflix and all that. But Luke Cage. But let's give it some airplay right now.
Sure.
So, how dope is the trailer to it?
Bruh, it's on. Even though it's a teaser.
Teaser, right? Crazy teaser. But when the beat came on, man. Yo, I'm hyped. You know what I'm excited about that for? The dude, whoever plays him, man,
Mike Olson just catches the whole character, man.
Yeah.
He does. Like,
he's awesome with it, man.
And then he even says, like, his signature line, "Sweet Christmas." He says,
"Sweet Christmas."
Yo.
That's like I'm going to start saying that whenever.
Yeah.
Sweet Christmas. Because I walk in on a lot of atrocities in my life. Like,
I'll tell you one thing, though. Make sure, because that comes out September.
Yeah.
Make sure you
That's like the 30th, with, right?
Yeah.
So we got some time. A lot of cats ain't jumping on Jessica Jones right now, but they need to. And I think they catch on to that. To the villain, he's the best villain in the Marvel universe right now.
Hands
to me.
Down,
better than
Kill
Loki. Gray.
Yo, listen, man. You said better than who?
Loki.
Loki, my man. No,
Loki, my man.
I'm talking about from what we've seen on series and cinema. I would say that he's like the best villain right there.
Kilgrave, man.
Yeah. He's killer with it.
I'm watching
an episode tonight. Yeah. You have to, man. Give it a shot. Somebody, I think it was you or Ted, or somebody was complaining that she don't change her clothes. Superheroes don't change their clothes.
So, in
preparing for Luke Cage, you got
to
watch Jessica Jones.
Finish that season. You have to.
Start catching up on Daredevil, because when that hits, man, you don't want to be caught up with the new season of Arrow.
Right.
Flash, Super, whatever, Gotham, and all that.
Iron Fist, they already casted that guy.
Yeah, with Finn Jones.
Yeah, we did talk.
So they building up to that Defenders series. That's coming out, man.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, so I really think, man, Luke Cage is going to be something special. Even though I said we touched on last time, but more so now.
Got that Puerto Rican cat from Sons of Anarchy in there.
Yeah.
We got a lot of dudes up in there, man.
Yeah, Luke Cage is going to be something special, man. I'm really looking forward to it.
Excited for that, man. Word up. So, Luke Cage, September, we're going to be ready for that.
Okay, last but not least, we're going to have my man, my cousin, Alex.
He's going to speak on it for y'all, because it's something we never get to do. We never get to talk about The Walking Dead.
Okay.
And so, since I have somebody sitting here live, that's going to talk about something that me and James should have been on. I'm sorry.
It's just so much stuff. I'm sorry,
we just
man.
Got so much on our plate. I got babies, child support. You know, I'm just playing.
All jokes aside, I'm just joking. Look, everybody like, what, man? Yo, man, what's going on, man? Right. We got the shoddy.
You know,
But nah, you know, when you got so many, my fault, homie. So many series, man, and you got a lot of TV and a lot of movies coming out, it's hard to catch everything, man.
Yeah, but it is, man.
One thing for me, man, I've always tried, so I catch an episode here and there, and I'm hooked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Definitely. But so my man Alec gonna talk about it, man. He's gonna bring it.
I'm gonna go ahead.
Speak on it, brother.
I've been reading the Walking Dead comic book for about 5 years now.
Dope.
About 5 years.
You be going in, see, you like the Oracle. I can't give him your name, though.
We're cousins for a reason, my brother.
I love The Walking Dead. I'm just, you know, I'm going to give y'all a, like, okay, you got the comic book universe, and you got the TV show universe. Yeah. Completely different, but completely the same, almost in a way. All right, if you guys could squeeze it in next month to kind of tide you over before Luke Cage. September, watch The Walking Dead, catch up, because this is guy coming. His name is Negan.
Okay, played by
the comedian.
That's all I need. That's why I'm jumping up on it.
Yep.
So wait, he's going to be on The Walking Dead.
Yes.
When?
Going by their formula, the last season, the last episodes, it's like, yeah, next Sunday, he'll be on there.
All right.
Yep. And he'll be on there the following year, so around October 30th, 31st.
Dope,
yeah, he is a ruthless bastard. Ruthless bastard. Like, if you read the comic book, like, I got issue 100, right? And it's just, like, he knows how to, like, break down people. You know what I'm saying? That's just his whole thing. He breaks it down. He is smart. He's brutal. He uses a ton of, like, the F word. That's his favorite word. But he is so brutal, man. He is a bat. He causes a vampire bat.
Yeah.
Lucis, like a fucking, I don't know, like a 50-ounce bat wrapped in barbed wire. He called a vampire bat because she got a thirst for blood that he uses to beat people's head.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, so, I mean, The Walking Dead is dope, man. Like, whatever y'all, guys should really get up on it.
Just catch up. So catch now, listen, if I, look, I'm coming in blind eye.
Okay.
And I'm coming in talking about, because this is all I've been saying last month. I think I said it on the last episode.
Right.
What's his name? What's the actor's name?
Which one?
They're just playing Negan.
Jeffrey Morgan.
I said it because when I heard he was going to play that character, I said, I'm going to watch it just for him.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. I'm going to keep it real, you know, because of course he'll draw me right to the thing. You know, as an actor, I think he's dope.
Yes.
Can I jump in?
From that starting point?
Even if I just catch the last few episodes of the season and go in with next season fresh, would it feel right?
No, it won't. Is it wrong? You'll be cheating yourself out of such an emotional, like, fuck. It's going to be...
But this one threw me off, though.
Yeah.
Everybody, you need to watch Walking Dead. So, season 4, I think it was, because we're on 5 now, right?
Mm-hmm. Six.
We're on 6. Yeah, so back in season 4, I said, I watched a couple, boom. I was like, cool. But I said, let me backtrack. Mm-hmm. I did it with Sons of Anarchy. I jumped in on 5 and I fell in love with it. And I was like, oh, I got to watch all 4. Everybody kept saying, watch the other seasons so you could be caught up. Yeah. And then I did that.
That's how my girl
long
got into
process,
it.
Process, though.
Yeah, it takes about 2 weeks. If you
are you 2 weeks? If you don't got a job?
If you don't got a job, 2 weeks. If you got a job, it's going to take about a month. That's what I say. Start.
See, you work for yourself.
I got three jobs.
I can't take appointments at 5 o'clock. I'm out of here.
Right. I gotta go watch The Walking Dead. So
I'll do that. Because I watched the first 2 episodes of season 1, and then I watched various episodes throughout the years.
Start with the first episode of the first season. It's only
I did that.
6. Oh, so you've seen the first season? 6 episodes, first season.
I've watched 3 of them.
See, watched the other 3.
Just, I got bored.
I know. It's going to be tough, man.
It's tough. I understand it's tough.
Because what's coming on for these characters, because you're going to live with these characters, you're going to grow with them, you're going to learn to love them.
Say no more.
Yeah.
Say no more.
And the shit that befalls them, you're going to be like, fuck.
Yeah.
It's like falling in love. Like, I shouldn't never talk to that bitch.
Yeah.
That's how I feel like, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right, so boom, we got it. We're going to do it. We're going to get up on The Walking Dead, man. And,
most definitely.
And then try to clear it up with, you know. Listen, real quick, too, something I'm going to mention. We haven't done the emails this episode because we really just had Batman, Superman hypeness going on. We had to talk about it. But we will on the next episode. We'll catch up on all emails that we haven't read or whatever the case is. But I do want to point out one thing. I got a good shout out from a brother. From our last episode, we was talking about, you know, how do you pretty much, you know, how do you limit your kids to certain things? And that was a topic. And I know we went heavy in on this whole conversation. you know, Daryl got a baby, and of course, you know, so, you know, for me, looking at it as my son being 16, of course, I really appreciate a little feedback that I got from one brother, man, and he said he does the same thing with his nephew, and him being 9 years old. I just think you know, sometimes you don't want to talk about certain things, you don't realize how many people listening to something that's really reality, man. Do you open your kids up to every single thing?
Exactly.
And they're not adults, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I get brothers come through here getting their cuts and their haircuts, man, and their sons, and they cursing up a storm, let them watch or whatever. Sometimes you really do have to do it, man. So I appreciate the brother for, you know, shouting it out, man, and pointing that out, because sometimes you don't know if you're talking about certain topics. You know, who's listening.
Yeah, my son, man, he's about to be 4, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. He watches The Walking Dead with me. And a lot of people like, why would you let your son watch that shit? Like, my dad, you know my dad.
Oh, yeah.
My dad, no bullshit, man. This is my hand of God, like 5 years old. My dad, he had me watching porn. He's like, he ain't going to, like, go to the other side. Yeah. That was his worst.
His fear.
Instill heterosexuality.
Shaka Khan was out back in the day, too.
Right, so I feel like it's worst things that you can show kids.
Absolutely.
Sex is something that's, like, totally different. But violence is in all of us. It's primal. It's, like, one day you're going to have to fight. You know what I'm saying?
I think
that, you know, watching something that's violent, as long as he understands, like, you can't go around stabbing people in the head.
You gotta guide them through a situation. I think there's a certain limit to how kids, certain limit to what kids should see.
Right.
So, because they, you don't want to embed it in their head, and then, you know, when they deal with situations in real life, they resort to a certain tactic that they might have seen. Maybe that might throw you off. Maybe you might reconsider the world you know, but
like curb stomp somebody.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you don't, you know, it's just certain things, but, you know, I appreciate the feedback for that, man. And definitely, and I love to hear, man, what people think, man, because, yo, we all fathers, man, and we're not, we will be. But one thing we have to do, man, as a community, man, is talk about stuff, man, and get idea. I love listening to OGs tell me done or what they've, you know, influenced a kid with, because sometimes you need to hear it, man. We all don't know everything. Some dudes think they perfect with it, man. You know, I'm not perfect with it.
We all learning, man. You know, you just try to do better.
Yeah, yeah.
Or add upon what your parents instilled in you. Yeah. That's just the most you can
do.
And I think that, you know, you should be open with your kids. You know,
be there for them to answer the questions that they
gonna ask. You rather explain it to them than somebody
else.
You should try to explain it to them.
Exactly. Real talk, man.
So I'd rather my son learn about violence from me.
You'd rather your son enjoy that Walking Dead with you,
TV,
man.
Right.
Because I can't. Season 7 going to come out. You're going to be like, son, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Nah, but what's awesome is, just being able to share that moment with your son. So, at the end of the day, man, what you do with him, that's you. It's dope if that's what, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's people. People do worse things in front of their kids.
With my uncle, So, you got certain things you get to enjoy, man.
It's just a bonding.
I watched Miami Vice and I was 10 years old, man. Listen, it was a lot of violence on there because NBC was trying to boycott all the shows that was coming on at a certain, you know, prime time, you know, slot. And Miami Vice was one of them. 18 was another. Yeah. Remember 18?
Yep.
You know, it was too much action.
Network. Wrestling during the like 80s and
90s? You know,
crazy.
Blood, the fake blood, the real blood, like, you know.
Man, we used to watch Three Stooges when I was growing up.
Right.
That was like, why do you let your kids watch Three Stooges? Like, I ain't never once poked my brother in the eye. Do any of that crazy shit that they do to each other, man. It's like, you know it's not real. And you know if I poke him in his fucking eye, he gonna be blind out
there.
You just don't do it. If your kid is an idiot, they probably shouldn't be watching shit. Like, I feel that wholeheartedly, man. Like, you know those kids that should be watching. Like, nah, man, you need to keep watching Sesame Street.
You gotta give them a certain bracket of films and shows, man.
Right,
don't let them be open to everything, because then they might not know how to handle it, especially if they're not watching it with you. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I grew up, man, at a time, and they took me to the movie theater. If something came on, they cover my face.
You
know what I mean? No, I do that to this day.
Whatever, as long as it ain't sex, whatever. Like, I would watch, I haven't watched Exorcist, Scarface.
Stained my heart, though, man.
All the Godfathers, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I watched all that shit. I watched a ton of classic films before I was even 10 years old. I watched a ton of shit. So, I'm okay, you know?
That's dope.
Yeah. It's life that fuck you up.
Yeah, that's
TV.
True. The reality.
you think life is perfect when you come out watching them shows. And
right, and that's
movies.
What I hate for people to be like, oh, man, no, they can't watch the shit. But, you know, you got people dying in school shootings and theater shootings. And I don't know, man, it's just crazy. So
I know, right?
You should boycott the news if that's the case. You know what I'm saying? But nah, like, fuck that. So. I really appreciate you guys having me.
Oh, yeah. We didn't get to that part. We didn't talk about all
that. I don't know where it's going from here. I just want to throw it out there.
No, it's all good. It's all good. We just going to wrap it up.
We definitely going to start wrapping this up. But, you know, we definitely appreciate this man coming out here, giving us his thoughts, man.
I've been wanting to get here for a long time, Jules. He told me so much about you.
Appreciate that.
This guy's artwork is dope, man. It is so dope.
Appreciate that, man.
My cousin here, like, one of the most talented, like, I can't even call him like a beat maker. He's more than that, man. Like
his old school, he said beat maker.
Yeah, sonically, man, his ear. So you know, you got somebody who can like dazzle your ear, and somebody who could dazzle your eye. Like you guys are.
We appreciate
dope,
that.
Appreciate that.
Joe, look, you start putting those screenplays together, man.
Hey, man,
you start, look, I'll do the storyboard, what I got to do, man. We got to get it out there. We got James doing the score. You know, we talk about this in a few episodes back, man, where we got to start working on our own material, man, and getting our own stuff out there, man.
Yeah, we can have something on Netflix.
Become our own Brian Singers or whatever. And,
For real.
Let's do it, man.
Somebody
let's get
could,
it popping, man.
Could criticize us in the future. Like, absolutely, man. Jules ain't how it used to be back in
That Voltron 236 ain't the same, man, like that first one he did, episode 140.
You know, but hey, that's part of the growing, you know, whatever the case is. That's but
true.
Definitely, man, it's been awesome to have you on the show, man.
Man.
Me and James here, man, making up for two lost brothers out there. Can't make it, but
meet those guys.
Yeah, you definitely will. We'll have
they good brothers,
time,
man. They good brothers. Hey, don't worry. Next time. Don't worry about it.
Definitely, man. Oh. Listen, man, the Lando Cal Experience, man, it's been awesome.
That's
topics.
A dope-ass name, too.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Did you ever tell him the Billy Dee Williams story?
I told him briefly, but
I'm going to wait
until the crew.
Yeah.
I got to tell
we
the
ain't
crew.
Trying to rob too much from the crew. Teddy not here and Daryl not here. We beefing. You know, we kind of miss it, but it's cool.
Yeah.
But we'll definitely, on the next episode, man, touch up on a lot of stuff that we haven't talked about, even on this one, man, especially read the emails, too, you know, live and try to, you know.
Most definitely. So you can catch me at Twitter, Instagram, at JBJROfficial, of course, SoundCloud.com/JBJR for my beats. And just check out, like I said, April 4th, Beat Battle at the Atomic Cowboy, 4140 Manchester Avenue. In
down
St. Louis,
street.
Missouri.
Down
yep.
Street.
9 to 12, free admission for everybody. So go on, come out. Go on, check it out.
Great, Jules.
Yeah, man, listen, you can catch me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, man. Jules Unique, JulesUnique. And you can check out my reviews, man. I got a lot of movie reviews on my Instagram, my Twitter. And not even my Twitter, really, because you can't put too much words on them comment boxes. But on my Facebook, and then you can link off of there, man. I got a whole page just for all the reviews I'm doing. You know, just trying to get some feedback, man. Definitely, man, I've been getting some great feedback on the reviews, too.
Most definitely.
So it's awesome
out,
to kind of get the feedback because that's what makes it
exactly.
better, we're man, for it. I can learn from each one. You know, so it's pretty dope. But definitely, man, Jules Unique, man, at any social media. Hit me up, whatever, email, JulesUnique@gmail.com.
Okay.
Orlando Cal Experience, man. This has been awesome having my man here, Alex.
Okay. You got anything you want to go ahead?
You guys can reach me at Alex Barrett on Google Plus.
You can
email me at thefiascothegood@gmail.com.
Spell that out for him, please.
FIASCO good@gmail.com.
That's dope. Yo, right. Anything else before we roll out of here, man?
Keep on remembering to give us all 5-star reviews, man. Stitcher, iTunes, all that, Podbean. Check us out, Podomatic. Check us out, all those platforms. Hit us up at LandoCalPod@gmail.com. Give us all the feedback in the world. Positive feedback is much, much needed. Please go ahead and just spread, support the word. For all of us brothers out here, you know, like I said, even though they're not here, Terrell, Daddy, myself, Jules, even my cousin Allison's here, all the brothers have been on before us. Support all of us and all of our endeavors. Please, please, please.
And we will catch you guys next time on the Lando Calrissian Experience.
Yo, big shout out too, man, to my man Trump, man, for being a coward.
I'm just playing. Look, dude's mad right now.
Hey.
We ain't gonna go there, but we us know. We already know our feelings on it. We black.
I hope y'all went out there to vote, man.
Yeah, I hope y'all did, man.
I hope everybody over here watching Batman Superman stand online, man. I hope y'all went out there to vote.
I hope so.
It's important, man. It's important.
God support.
Exercise that ability.
Absolutely. Enough respect.
All right.
All right, man. Peace out, everybody, man.
Peace.